Walmart has agreed to pay $282 million to resolve a corruption case into whether it bribed foreign officials to open stores in countries including India and Brazil. The Justice Department first opened its investigation after a series of New York Times articles in 2012 revealed that Walmart was bribing Mexican officials for building permits. For more on this story, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
What exactly did Walmart do?
So the settlement talks a lot about what they call third-party intermediaries, which are basically middlemen hired by the company to deal with government officials in these countries. And it indicates that Walmart either didn't supervise these middlemen properly, or in some cases they just looked the other way. One woman hired in Brazil was known as the sorceress because she was able to get permits so quickly. So basically what happened was a bunch of bribes were paid by these middlemen, and they were recorded under really vague bookkeeping labels like miscellaneous fee or government fee when in fact they were actually bribes.
I ask you, would a company like Walmart, as wrong as it might be, expect to have someone down the chain pay bribes when they're doing business in a country such as India or Mexico? Is that kind of part of the cost of doing business?
I mean, I think, you know, the cynics out there would say, yes, this is part of the cost of doing business. And the reason they hire these intermediaries is to accomplish that and keep their hands clean. But obviously, it's illegal. And what the government is saying is you really need to supervise these people that are doing that work better so that these bribes don't occur.
So Walmart has to return $144 million to the Securities and Exchange Commission, pay a $138 million penalty to the Justice Department. Where does that money go?
Well, the government didn't actually say in this particular case where the money's going. In a lot of cases with these fines, however, it just simply goes to the Treasury's Department's general fund, which is basically the big pool of funds that taxpayer money goes into as well. In some cases, if there are consumers especially who were victims of these issues, they get paid a portion of that. But it's not clear there were any real victims in this case that would get paid.
Well, the Obama administration originally sought a fine closer to $1 billion. Now that's down to $282 million. How did it get that far down?
You know, it's hard to say exactly, but Walmart defended itself very aggressively. The company ended up spending about $1 billion in legal fees and an overhaul of its compliance system. And the government hit some stumbling blocks too. For example, much of the conduct in Mexico that the New York Times reported was too old to be used as evidence in this case. But the Justice Department also pointed out that Walmart cooperated in the investigation, and the fines they're paying are actually reduced by 20% to 25% compared to what the minimum sentencing guidelines prescribe.
Walmart stock is up. It seems to be having an amazing year, up about 30% over where it was a year ago. How is it doing so well against the backdrop of the trade war, given that so many of its products come from China?
Well, one of the big sources of growth for Walmart is groceries, a lot of produce, fresh vegetables and stuff like that. That is actually domestically purchased. And Walmart actually last month, when it comes to the goods that are being hit with tariffs from China, they came out and bluntly said that they will most likely pass those costs on to consumers through higher prices. So
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, thanks.